He comes to class each day with a new real-life application. It is sweet that he cares enough about algebra and his students to want to bring them together. He's like a grandfather who wants to fix up two young kids that he just knows would make a great couple. Only the kids have nothing in common, and they hate each other. Today's application has something to do with buying guppies at the pet store and calculating how many guppies you could breed if you wanted to go into the guppy business. Once the guppies turn into X's and Y's, my contacts fog. Class ends in a debate between the animal rights activists, who say it is immoral to own fish, and the red-blooded capitalists, who know lots of better ways to make money than investing in fish that eat their young. I watch the snow falling outside. Word work. Hair woman is torturing us with essays. Do English teachers spend their vacations dreaming up these things? The first essay this semester was a dud. Why America is Great in 500 words. She gave us 3 weeks. Only Tiffany Wilson turned it in on time. But the assignment was not a complete failure. Hair Woman runs the drama club, and she recruited several new members based on their performances as to why they needed an extension. She has a warped sense of humor, as well as a demented beautician. The next essay was supposed to be fictional. The best